I've been training dogs for 20 years or more. Over that time, I've discovered what works and what doesn't. So I thought I'd share some of that with you this morning. My top 10 tools to train your dog. Number one is remind your dog who the alpha is. All dogs need to know who's boss, and the boss should be you. You and your dog will be much happier together if you establish yourself as leader of the pack. That means you have to call the shots and you have to be consistent. And I've said it before, and I'm sure I'll say it again. Dogs are smart, but they don't know what just this once means. For example, if you want to play the fetch game, remember you start the game and you finish the game, so you are in control of the situation. Number two, teach basic commands. Teach your doggy to sit, to stay, to come, to lie down. Training your dog will not only make both of your lives easier, but it will also fulfill your dog's desire to learn and please you. Your dog wants to make you happy, and having him obey some basic commands lets him do that. Number three, socialize your dog. The city is a crowded place. Expose your dog to different people and settings regularly. Take him to the park. Take him to the pet store. Take him on a walk through town. Praise him for accepting petting from friendly strangers and for behaving calmly around other dogs. The more your dog learns about the world, the more comfortable he will be in it, and the more comfortable others will be around him, and the more places you can take your dog. The number four thing to do to properly train your dog is this: go to class. Obedience classes can be a great experience for you and your dog. You may even discover that your dog has a great talent for learning. Imagine that. And be able to compete in obedience, agility, or tracking events. But that really isn't the point. The classes are fun for both of you, and it gives your dog the opportunity to learn around other dogs. And besides, what I've noticed in my classes is that people end up making doggy people friends. Number five, prevent nuisance barking. If you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that I get lots of calls and emails about this subject. Nuisance barking is stressful on you and your neighbors, and it's important you don't let your dog's incessant barking annoy your neighbors. Teach your dog not to bark without real provocation. Number six, it's an important one, praise your dog. Because your dog loves you, he wants to please you. Treats are great, and I certainly think you should give them. But remember, praise is just as rewarding. Praise him lavishly for obeying commands and behaving well. Use positive reinforcement will help your dog enjoy learning, and it'll make it so much easier for you to train him and keep him well trained. Number seven, supervise play with your kids. Kids and dogs can be great companions, but they also require supervision while playing together. Your dog may be good with the kids, but what happens if he encounters a kid that's not good with a dog? Kids don't necessarily understand how irritating pulling a tail or an ear can be, especially if the dog's got an ear infection. Very small children should never be left alone with a dog, no matter how stable his temperament, and they should never be allowed to give your dog a treat without being told exactly how to do it. Even the gentlest dog can accidentally hurt a little hand holding something yummy. I definitely am experiencing that because I now have a 4-year-old at home and have to constantly supervise her with the dogs as well as giving treats. I now have newfound respect for parents that get a dog with young kids. Number eight, give your dog a job. Keep your dog active and alert by giving him tasks to do. Teach him to fetch the paper, carry the groceries in a pack, or get your slippers. I know one dog that would actually empty the dryer. But the jobs don't need to accomplish anything significant. Make him sit before getting a treat or lie down before going outside. Giving your dog a sense of purpose and accomplishment will increase his sense of well-being, and it will make your dog feel better for pleasing you. Number nine, door-proof and curb-proof your dog. Again, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, this is essential for the health and safety of your dog. I've talked about this often on this show because it's so important. Whether you choose to do this in a class or by yourself, it's your responsibility to your dog, yourself, and your neighbors that your dog learns these essential urban skills. And the number 10 thing to do properly, train your dog, is teach him some tricks. Roll over, play dead, high five, shake a paw. It makes your dog feel great for pleasing you. And it's fun for everyone. After all, isn't that what having a dog is all about?